This is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're so glad to have you tuned to our program. We're here every Sunday morning from 8 until 11. And R.J. Williams is at his booth to screen calls. Craig Turley, my master gardener buddy from 1998, Craig's been screening for us, and I'm grateful for Craig very much, grateful for both guys. Randy Williams is running the boards. We have an A-line team for you today. Jerry Overton in the newsroom, and I'm here, and I'll try to hold up my part of this deal. I may be the weak link. You never know. We are needing some phone calls right now as we get the program underway. So I hope you'll pick up that phone and give us a call. I'm ready to go. Oh, by the way, 2 weeks from today, that will be Super Bowl Sunday, won't it, Randy? I think that's right. Yep, and I think I'm allowed to say that just because I'm not doing any kind of business promotion with it other than to invite you to join us that morning because George Ray McEachern, Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M for 31 years has been my guest that morning. It's the only guest I do every year as a turn the whole program over to that guest kind of a thing. He is the fruit and nut specialist, and he's great in that. He's been my friend for more than 40 years. And what he doesn't know about fruit and pecans, you don't need to know. There just isn't much left. He's really good. And that's always a very popular program. That's 2 weeks from today, so I hope you'll join us. And George Ray will take only calls relative to fruit and pecans on that day. So it's kind of a very special day. But today, we're taking anything. I'll do my best on fruit and pecans. That's not my specialty, but I'm not a dullard completely on it. So we can do that, or we can talk about your landscape, your vegetable garden, houseplants, whatever it is. If it pertains to gardening, I'll sure give it my best chance. 214-787-1820. That's the first official announcement of the phone number for you. So that would be the one to call right now. 214-787-1820. If you're outside the Fort Worth, Dallas Metroplex area, if that would cost you to call that one, you can dial us toll-free at 800-288-WBAP. And I guess there are people who don't have letters on their phones. Heaven forbid. So we'll numerically do the number. 800-288-9227. And then we have Verizon phone customers. Hit your pound sign on your Verizon phone. And then 82 and 0, the frequency of WBAP, the original frequency of WBAP. And there you'll be. I guess that's original. There were some shared station frequencies way back before my time even. But anyway, it's pound 820 for Verizon. That's what I wanted to do. I want to do the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. And it's sponsoring a product, and that would actually be a company this time, North Haven Gardens, and then we'll go directly to your phone call. So let me tell you about the SPCA of Texas. We did not get the girls adopted last week. This is the mom and her daughter, Princess and Susie, still waiting for homes together, a home. It's a singular home. You need to adopt both dogs, and this is... this is Princess and Susie. They are little rat terrier mixes, and they're cute little dogs, perfect little lap warmers for a lucky family. So they're still available at the McKinney Shelter, and now we add Corbin. Corbin is a happy-go-lucky young Catahoula leopard dog and Labrador retriever mix. He's a one-year-old handsome guy, a beautiful brindled coat that looks like caramel and chocolate swirls. Very lovable dog. He's made friends with everybody at the SPCA of Texas, including the dogs. Corbin loves to play, especially with other dogs. If you have an active pup at home who's looking for a companion, you have found Corbin, the perfect pet for you. He loves the great outdoors and fun activities like hiking and swimming and, of course, a great game of fetch. Corbin is currently working on learning his commands. I mean, they don't just put these dogs out there and say, all right, come and get them. They train the dogs, and they make them really valuable, very special pets. And Corbin is currently working on commands, walking nicely on a leash. He's house-trained. His teachers say he's an A-plus student, very bright dog. They have a one-acre park, a walking park right beside the shelter. And it's a beautiful facility, and that acre park allows the volunteers to walk the dogs on leashes. So when we say that they're working on leash training, or in his case, he's already trained on a leash, that means he's been in that park, and they've been working with him. He has a very fun, upbeat outlook on life, Corbin has never met a stranger. He's a very loyal pup who is eager to please. One-year-old Catahoula Leopard Dog and Labrador Retriever mix. He's a charming, silly playmate who loves belly rubs and giving kisses. Corbin is your guy. Now, you can see Corbin and all the other pets that the SPCA has to offer at spca.org/findapet. But let me tell you, like some of our wives did, don't choose on looks alone. I couldn't pass it up. And Corbin's a great-looking dog, but if you go on the website and you see a dog, don't judge just that way, because some of the best dogs I've ever had were some of the least appealing dogs visually, and you just gotta love them. They're just so much fun. All the pets at the SPCA, Princess and Susie and Corbin, have been spayed or neutered, and they are ready for their new homes. The SPCA shelter in McKinney's at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720. They're just about a quarter of a mile east of Custer, and they're open noon until 6, 7 days a week. Go out at noon today, and you come home with a wonderful dog or two or a kitty. They have cats. In Dallas, they're now at their new location, another beautiful location, 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. They're noon to 6, 7 days a week as well. And that's that. That's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored by North Haven Gardens, one of the premier garden centers in the southern United States. Nobody could refute that. There since 1951, they are the go-to destination of thousands and thousands of gardeners each year. Your family deserves the best, so why don't you feed them fruit from your own backyard? North Haven Gardens has peach, pear, fig, plum, and other fruit trees in stock. It's the if you're new to planting fruit trees, North Haven Gardens will help you choose the best variety for this area for your space. They'll show you how to plant it, and they offer the encouragement and education you need to keep it thriving. Now, while trees are naturally dormant, is the best time to plant your fruit trees, and today, while the shipment is fresh and brand new, and the supply, most of all, the supply is complete, is the best day to get into North Haven Gardens. These trees are perfectly nurtured, so even if you can't get in today, they'll be just fine. But the critical issue is get there while the selection is best. If you're new to North Texas or a beginning gardener, North Haven Gardens' popular class Gardening 101 will be January 29, a full-day class covering soil health, planting your garden, planting properly, and maintenance. You'll get lunch, an excellent book on gardening in North Texas, a binder full of notes, tips, and garden information gathered with you in mind. It's $65. Go to nhg.com for more details and a sign-up form. That's at nhg.com, as in North Haven Gardens. For a schedule of their free classes this winter through spring, including the popular 20-minute pop-up classes, go to nhg.com. And while you're there, check out the new Sustainable and Heat Hardy series to teach you how to water right and which plants are drought tolerant for North Texas. They're at 7700 North Haven Road. That's one block west of Central, between Hillcrest and Central, and that's between Forest and Royal, just a block west of Central. North Haven Gardens, where they've been since 1951. 214-363-5316. Open later this morning. NHG.com. It's North Haven Gardens.
Those numbers to call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. You can call him now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. Mary is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the water garden, pond, swimming pool, fountain, pump, motor, and aquatic plants and koi supply dealership. I give her a bit of a shout out there to say thanks for being my announcer. She does anything I ask of her, and beautiful voice and a wonderful friend. Let's start with Pat in Grand Prairie, our first call today. Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning.
How can I help you?
I have a question on knockout roses. We have the tall one that got like about 6 feet tall, the red one, And I'm wondering, when do we prune it? Is it now, or do we have to wait till February? And then how short do we trim them?
February is a week from now. I don't think it's quite that precise.
Okay.
That's why I chose gardening. It's not that precise. I couldn't have been a chemist or an engineer. And so it's fine to do it now. In fact, a lot of people are telling me that their knockouts and other roses are budding out. So that would be fine. The reason we wait until late in the winter is so that we don't promote new growth. Pruning is a stimulating thing. Which in some cases is good, but in a lot of cases you really don't want. And so I'd go ahead and get it done in the next week or so, Pat. And knockouts are difficult to advise on because they're so twiggy. But I'd use lopping shears, and I would reach in. I'd use 24-inch lopping shears, reach in from the outside because they're quite prickly.
Right.
And prune them. With hybrid tea roses, the old-fashioned, very popular long-stem cut roses, the advice always was to prune right above a bud that faced away from the center and cut them back by 50%. With knockouts, if you tried to do that with every branch, you'd just go nuts. And so reduce their height and tidy them up and do it a branch at a time, and I don't think you can go very far wrong. They're just so agreeable, so dependable.
Okay, but how far from the ground does it... I mean, or how much can we take off?
No, you don't come from the ground. You come from the top and measure backwards, and you can prune as much as 50% of
the
height.
Okay.
Yeah, so if they're 6 feet tall, you could cut them back to 3 feet, or you could stop at 3.5 or 4 feet, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks for calling. You bet. All right, we're going to take a break, and then phone lines started out filled before we took our first call today. It's after all fall and winter of asking for calls, that's nice to see. So, Randy, there's another person in Milford other than Dorothy, so there we go. Randy, I'll be with you in just a moment, so hang with me, and then all the rest of you right after. Let me give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's a wonderful offer, and I hope that you'll take advantage of it. I don't want to be arrogant about my calendar. I personally feel it has just about everything that you could want that has to do with, Neil, when should I do such and such? When should I prune roses? It's in there. And so forth. It's hundreds of bullets of information, more than 12,000 words. But I do think... And the price for the calendar and a 1 year new or a 1 year renewal subscription to my magazine with the calendar included is $38.95. And I think the calendar alone will pay for that. I would want you to go into the gardening season with this calendar at hand because it has the best of all of the information I have of when to do things. So there you'll have it. You can refer to it. You hang it on the wall. It's a beautiful wall calendar. Always do the calendar. We could print it on lightweight paper and probably sell it for a dollar or two less. But the point is, it's a beautiful gift calendar that also is extremely functional. Now, we have a few copies left, and we'd love to hear from you. Save 1/3 on the calendar by buying it with a 1 year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written specifically for the Lone Star State. $38.95 is the price I mentioned. There's a $3 postage fee for priority mail on the calendar to get it to you quickly, and your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Call before 11 today, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. Their wonderful selection of aquatic plants such as tropical water lilies and lotus are just what you need to beautify your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website, creativewatergardens.net, or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
All right, let's tell you about the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. I have had the pleasure and the opportunity this last several weeks of working with several key leaders of TNLA on some water conservation things. I have always had the ultimate respect. I have to tell you that since I got into this business in high school, I have had that respect for the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. At that point, it was just the Texas Association of Nurserymen, TAN. I went to my first TAN trade show, and it was like taking a child to Disney World. I'm sorry, but I'm a plant geek, and it was just incredible. I love this organization. I'm proud to support them. Why would you want to choose a Texas Nursery and Landscape Association certified professional? Well, let me give you a reason. Because that man or that woman will have been carefully schooled and trained in all the elements of good garden design, of good landscape design, of good plant selection, of plant care, of plant problem solving, everything that you need to know. These are the go-to people. These are the people I refer you to all the time in my answers and just in friendship, is to find a Texas certified nursery professional or a Texas master certified nursery professional, and there also are certified landscape professionals as well. These are the certifications that this industry has imposed upon itself for the last 30 or 35 years, and they're awesome. You can go to landscapetexas.org and you can find a certified professional, landscapetexas.org. Click on Find a Vendor, the Certified Nursery Professionals of Texas, members of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Hi, join me at neilsperry.com for timely tips, answers to your most asked gardening questions, event information, and to subscribe to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You'll find special offers and tips on coping with the Texas weather. It's the place to learn about the pens I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High in McKinney. And I have a direct link to me on Facebook. That's all at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Well, I don't think it's any secret we've been through quite a drought in the last year. We've had some rains that have rehydrated our soils. Our foundations have to be saying to themselves, where are we and what is going on? What is this thrill ride we're being exposed to? And advanced foundation repair can take a little bit of thrill, a little bit of ride out of that thrill. What they will do is come to your home and give you a complete and thorough, your home, a complete and thorough examination. I guess I need to explain it would be your home. And they will check for any kinds of foundation issues. If you don't have them, they will tell you that. I always put that in their ad because I'm so impressed with the integrity and the honesty of this company. I have been since 1995 when I did my first ad for them. They're the leaders in their industry. They were the first company ever to guarantee their work. If you choose to have them do the work, it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. It's transferable from owner to owner to owner, and it's backed by cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust. They pioneered all of those things. So if you want the best, you want that free home exam, it will take about an hour to an hour and a half. They are thorough, they're good, and they're honest. And I'm proud to have them as my sponsor. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. That's a plural. FoundationRepairs.com, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. On to Randy in Milford. Randy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
How can I help?
I live out there in Milford, as Dorothy knows, it's quite rocky and a lot of black soil. And I'm wanting to know what kind of trees I can plant out there. I live out in the country.
My recommendation is that you choose plants that are already growing there. I'm not a native plant devotee. I don't believe that we need to do our landscapes totally with native plants. But in this specific situation, I think because you like to look like you are a part of the area and not like you just came in and plopped down the city of Las Vegas right there in the middle of the Blackland Prairie and you have all these bright and shiny plants, I think it's a good idea with the shade trees and the privacy plants, big privacy plants, to use things that are already native to the area and have proven themselves. And that leads me then to tell you that I think Schumard Red Oak, also Live Oak, also cedar, elm, all would look at home in that environment. Those are three great trees that will do well in the shallow, rocky soils. If you have some areas that have deeper soil, then you could also plant pecans and chinkapin oak and burr oak. So those are six native North Texas trees that are well adapted to that variety of soils. And then for privacy, I would recommend if you get around to that, or just for a little variety, if you have room for them, eastern red cedar, the native red cedar that's growing. There's plenty of chance to add sparkle and new plants, things that are not native, up near the house. But those are the best, I think, for the shade trees. They've proven that they can tolerate it. All they need is a little bit of water to get them through the sweltering summer.
Yeah, that's great, because we've got pecans down in the bottom back there, but we built our house right on top of the hill, and it's
solid rock up there. Those are your best. The more soil you can get to them, the better they'll do. If it stays shallow, if you can't do much to add soil, then you have to make up for it by, it's kind of like someone who has had stomach surgery or bypass surgery. They are told to eat very small meals, but eat many times a day. And that's what you have to do with plants that have a limited soil reserve, and that is to water and fertilize them more often, even though they'll take less per time. So you can do it.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Tell Dorothy hi for us if you see her. Thank you. All right. I have a hunch that everybody in Milford knows Dorothy. Let's go to Faye in Forney now. Faye, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question about a row of Nellie R. Stevens hollies. They are about 20 years old, and they're used as a screen from the neighbor's swimming pool. Unfortunately, last summer, about three in the row, succumbed to the drought, and we did not know they weren't getting enough water. But what I need to know, they are totally brown. But I just need your advice. Should I wait any longer to see if they will leaf out?
They will not.
Okay.
They will not. I'll guarantee you they will not.
Well, then my need is to know how to choose a size to replace. Do I come back in with as large of a holly as I can afford?
How far apart are they, Faye?
They touch. They're a total head.
Okay,
row.
Center to center, trunk to trunk, how far apart are they?
Well, I really can't. They're 20 years old, and they are wide enough.
Okay.
However that would be, I don't know.
I can't advise you without knowing that, because, for example, if they were planted 4 feet apart, and which is way too close if they're tall plants, how tall are they, did you say?
I can't estimate the height, but my goodness, they must be 20 feet tall.
20 feet tall. Mm-hmm. All right. If they're less than 8 or 10 feet apart, and I'll bet you anything they are, then they probably will fill in better than they will than a new plant would do to fill up that void. I can't tell you without seeing it. What I would do is get into a garden center with a really good photo, even if it's on a phone, a really good photo that shows what that row looks like taken at right angles to the row, so you get a straight on view of it, and look for one of those certified nursery professionals I just mentioned. Let him or her advise. But if they're closer than 8 feet from one to the next, I think they'll crowd in on any new one you plant. I just don't think it's going to have a chance, and you'd be better off to encourage them to spread. If, on the other hand, they're just never going to do that, if they're ugly, and I don't know. This is the exact reason that I think the Stage 4 regulations for watering that I saw thrown out of being allowed to water foundations and shade trees is not sound, just a personal opinion, because these plants represent a huge expense and value to you, and they will cost a lot to replace, and it doesn't take much water to keep them alive. They're more critical in a lot of cases than a shade tree. Shade trees can make it. They've got deeper roots and a lot more roots, and so it's plants like this that really are more vulnerable.
Well, that's what I was worried about on planting a new one, how I would keep it watered.
Well, you can hand water, and you're going to have to hand water. You'll have to hand water any new holly for the first year or two.
Right.
Across the board, even in regular years. So anyway, I'd take a photo into a nursery. That's the best I can do without seeing it.
Okay.
It's hard to advise.
I I just have one more question about this. The root, the trunks are so big. Would I need, if I do replant one in a gap that's big, should I use a stump grinder first to get that big trunk out?
Good for you for knowing about stump grinders. You could do that, and then you'd need to get all that sawdust out so it doesn't rob nitrogen from your new plant and put some new soil in. Or if they're close enough to a driveway or a road that you could, when it's moist, hook a big chain around them with a trailer hitch on a pickup or something and pull them gradually, very gently pull them out. That would get them out also. That's another way, but you have to have pretty good access for that, and it helps to cut the lateral roots as you're doing it carefully.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks
for calling.
Bye.
All righty. Folks, I'll try my best to move quickly. Anything you can do to help would be appreciated, just so we don't keep people waiting too long. Let me tell you about our home landscape school. This is the last day for which I'll be doing ads for the 2012 Home Landscape School. If you have a project you've been wanting to do and a landscape improvement you've been hopefully putting on the docket, even if it's one you may wait until fall to do, we do this each January, this landscape school, and so you don't have to go out and plant right away. But my point being that our 2012 Home Landscape School is 6 days from now, next Saturday, January 28, at the Plano Center. It is sponsored by our friends at Scott's Miracle-Gro and their new product, Expand and Grow Planting Mix. We will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. In fact, we even hook you up one-on-one with a landscape professional landscape designer to finish your landscape drawing. But Dr. Steve George of Texas A&M and I will teach you all day long how to design a landscape, how to lay out beds, how to position plants within the beds, how to have perfect turf grass, the best annuals and perennials, trees and shrubs for a Texas landscape. We will cover it all. It's all day at the Plano Center this coming Saturday. And so that is the first part of it. The second part then is on February 11 or 12, you get a one-on-one consultation to finish your landscape plan with the landscape professional at the Dallas Arboretum. Now, the designers that we have are not with the Dallas Arboretum. We just rented Rosine Hall for the consultations that day. Those days, you choose one or the other, and you'll leave with a working drawing. You even get tickets to the Arboretum. It covers everything, the drafting supplies, the book, everything. It's $179 for one person, $219 for two people, and your time to sign up is gone. You need to do it before 11 today. I hope you'll sign up. We'd love to see you there. Limited seating remains. 1-800-752-GROW. That's the same number you use for the calendar offer at my magazine office until 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. You can also sign up online at neilsperry.com.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. You know, if you are serious about gardening, what a joy good stonework can be in a garden, whether it's a garden walkway or whether it's a retaining wall or maybe it's a wall, maybe it's whatever it is, a water course with river rock. I have a lot of river rock in my landscape. I love stone, and there's nobody in the entire North Texas area as good on stone as WhizQ Stone. Mike Wisna and his son Derek, a business founded in 1983 by Mike's dad, Derek's grandfather. It's WhizQ Stone, 22 acres in size. Now, you don't go to a stone yard very often, so if you say, well, but I live about 30 minutes from that, that's no big deal. It's a destination. It's a fabulous destination. And when you get there, you'll be received by very cheerful people. They're nice. They're professional. They're leaders in the nursery industry. I can only imagine they probably are leaders in the home building industry, too, because a lot of stone goes there. WhizQ Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 22 acres of stone, open Monday through Saturday, closed today. The phone number, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822 on the web. And Derek has done a wonderful job with their website, whiz-q.com. whizq.com. WHIZ-Q.com. It's WhizQ Stone. And from the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, it's Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 8:35. A pedestrian struck and killed by Dallas police squad car overnight. Police say 43-year-old Beverly Kirk, attempting to cross Bruton Road about 3 this morning, was hit by the patrol car. Officer was answering a disturbance call, but was said to be not displaying his lights or siren. An investigation is underway. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he'll scrap for every vote from here on out after losing the South Carolina primary to Newt Gingrich. Next test for Romney, Gingrich, Rick Santorum is the Florida primary in about 10 days. Hosni Mubarak's attorney arguing the ousted leader should be acquitted of criminal charges because he is technically still the president of Egypt. Mubarak is charged along with 5 others of complicity in the killing of protesters during last year's popular uprising. WBAP News Time now is 8:36.
Watching a couple of accidents in Tarrant County right now in Fort Worth over on eastbound I-30 in Alameda. You want to watch for that crash causing a pocket of slowdowns. You'll also find one over on Loop 820 southbound at I-30. This report brought to you by Allstate. Nobody's happy about a car accident, but now at least Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. Introducing the Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. To learn more or find an agent, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie London on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Windy and warm with a high of 75. And those winds, well, we've got a wind advisory in effect starting at 10 this morning, going until 7 this evening. We're going to have sustained winds of 25 to 30 miles an hour, gusts to 45. Tonight, clear and 40, sunny and 65. Tomorrow, the rain will start Tuesday afternoon and go into Wednesday. Right now, we have mostly cloudy skies in the area, 55 degrees. It's 8:37. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. OK, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you being a good neighbor? If all the hard work and tender loving care you put into your great outdoors is going unnoticed come nightfall, then perhaps a little community service project is in order. Start by giving Lentz Landscape Lighting a call. Because we've been in business for a quarter of a century now, we can show you how to bring that beautiful, bountiful bed of perennials, that splashy water feature, or that newly installed summer kitchen out of the shadows and into the forefront where everyone can enjoy them, no matter what time it is. Lentz experienced lighting crews are more artisans than technicians, and it shows in everything we do. Just ask Neil Sperry. He's one of our best customers. Visit LentzLandscapeLighting.com today to see an entire gallery of Lentz community service projects. That's L-E-N-T-Z LandscapeLighting.com. Lentz Landscape Lighting. We light the way you live.
Oh, they're great people, really great people. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean, and they, too, are really great people. I have had the blessing for 31 years now of doing ads for James Smith and his team of specialists in all elements of floor surface cleaning and replacing. And they're just the best. They just continue to expand what they do, and they do it so well. They can clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. And now, right now, they go back to their roots, and that is pay $29 per area for 5 areas or more of Dalworth Deep Down Carpet Cleaning. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them at 214 or 817-267-8433. Now, you can book online right now. They're closed on Sundays. They work late into the evenings during the week, and so you can very easily reach them Monday through Saturday, and they'll offer you same-day service in most cases if you call fairly early in the day, 267-8433. Dalworth Quality and Service. They've won the Consumer's Choice Award every year it's been offered. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You tell me, who could do a job any better? Dalworth Fine Floors, by the way, and we had a meeting with Justin Sifford at my magazine office this week. What a great flooring store. It's a part of the Dalworth family at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Now, that's just to buy new flooring. Go in and see what Justin has for you. And you can find the phone. I'll give you the phone number for Dalworth Fine Floors, 817-520-1400. Beautiful wool floors, hand-scraped woods. They have it all. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. And they'll be happy to bring samples to your home. That's Dalworth Fine Floors. Dalworth Clean, where you get $29 room cleaning, five areas or more of carpet cleaning, is at 214 or 817-267-8433. And all of this is at Dalworth.com.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very much. And if you are interested in advertising, she's your lady. I hope you'll give her a call. Right now, we're gonna knock out several calls because we have the longest segment, and we'll start with Tom and Terrell. Tom, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How can I help you?
I have a 5-gallon Celeste fig tree that I want to grow in tree form. It has a good trunk, but it also has 3 or 4 branches coming right off of the base. Should I cut those off now or leave them for a year to let the tree get established?
I can honestly tell you I don't think I've ever seen a fig in North Texas trained in tree form. I'm sure there are some out there, but I've not seen them in 41 years. It is usually handled as a shrub, and one of the main reasons, Tom, is because if they freeze back to the ground and you're trying to train it as a single trunk tree, you have it to start over, and that does happen even to Celeste once in a while. My Celeste froze back 5 years ago.
Okay, so leave them.
I do. It's a shrub. Pomegranates are shrubs.
Right.
People that talk about a pomegranate tree or a fig tree, in your mind only.
I understand it's a shrub, but so you definitely say leave them.
I think so. I think it's a lot easier. You don't want to do a lot of pruning to figs. Pruning stimulates growth, and growth robs from the fruit, the fruit count. They just don't bear very well if they're putting out a lot of new growth, and I just think the more of the stems that you can leave and let it get established, if you have branches that rub, fine, take one of them off, but otherwise I'd just let it go.
I can certainly live with that. I have a
it's easier,
plan
isn't
for it?
It's easier. That's good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Butch at Lake Tawakoni. Butch, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a question on what I know as a mosquito plant or a citronella plant.
Yes, sir.
What's the real name of that?
I don't know that it has a real name. It's a scented geranium, and the people who developed that about 25 years ago say that they genetically engineered it to repel mosquitoes, which I found. We were at Disney World, and they had used them all over there, and the mosquitoes were awful. So I never put a lot of credence in that.
Yeah.
But anyway, they didn't publish a scientific name for it, but it's like all there are scores, dozens anyway, of scented geraniums, and that's what this thing is.
But anyway, the question is I bought this thing in the spring as a seedling from a guy on the side of the road, and fertilized it, repotted it and everything, and it just exploded. And then when it got cold, I brought it in the house, and everybody don't like that. It's really gone leggy and everything.
Yeah, it's not getting enough light, but it also has to have protection from freezing weather. It's not...
I got it in the house now, we're by the south window. And it gets probably, I don't know, through the window and through the blinds, maybe 4 or 5 hours a day of sun.
Yeah, but that's not at all what it was getting outdoors, right?
Right.
That's therein lies your problem.
Yeah.
When we bring plants indoors, a couple of things we have to do to... I just did a quick web search. It says Pelargonium, which is the genus for the true geraniums, Pelargonium citrosa. So there you are. And it's... That's the best I have for you, Pelargonium citrosa.
Will it make it through the winter?
It will make it through a non-freezing winter. And we don't have those here, so no, it's not going
to. But if I keep it in the house, I mean, then you say, well, it's not going to get enough sun then.
All right. The way that you would overwinter, and I got myself off track, any of these plants that like a tropical hibiscus or bougainvillea, when we bring them indoors, we give them the brightest place we have in the house.
Right.
They need that light.
Right.
And so we have to respect that. Give them the best you have.
Okay.
And then cut back on the water, and especially cut back on the fertilizer you give it, and let it go into some kind of suspended animation of dormancy. You don't want to let it get so dry that it wilts. But you also don't want to try to encourage any new growth, because that's where the legginess will come. So
okay.
you keep it cool, you keep it bright, and you cut back on to some degree on water and to a large degree on fertilizer.
Is it okay to take it outside when the temperature is above 55 degrees and the sun is
You can
is
take light? It outside when it's above 40 degrees.
Okay, I was doing it 55.
Yeah.
But like I say, I can take it. Okay, so that doesn't bother to go outside and inside now.
No, not at all. Just don't forget it. You
okay,
only have about it. You only have another 3 or 4 weeks of real worry, and then it will only have to come in occasionally from that point on. You're almost all the way through the winter. I think you can do it. I have faith in you, Butch.
Well, this is my first time growing something I can't eat.
I don't think I'd want to eat that one.
Weeds, but
yeah. Well, I appreciate your call, and you'll do well with it.
Thanks
it's an
help.
Interesting plant, you bet. All right, Mark and Karen, stay with me, and I will help you, and then we'll give the numbers out at that point. It's time for the last break of this hour, and it begins once again with the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. I hope that you will subscribe to our magazine, and I hope that you will do it soon, because we still have our calendar offer in place, and it is an important offer, because the calendar, my garden calendar, each year has important information of when to do things, when to plant and prune and when to fertilize and when to spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. That's a lot of information. We put it in the calendar right there for easy reference. All you have to do is turn the page when you go from month to month and look through the multitude of tips on things that need to be done in that month, and you'll know ahead of time, oh, I better be thinking about such and such. And it's all there. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants that you're working so hard to grow. Your satisfaction with the offer is completely guaranteed. And as I mentioned earlier, I do this calendar in the hopes that it will propel you to be successful in gardening. Half of your success comes in doing the right things. Half comes in doing them at the right times. If you do the right thing way off schedule, then you've really blown it. And the calendar will help you avoid those problems. So this calendar, a beautiful wall calendar. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. The calendar and a one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine, just $38.95. That's a one-third savings on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine. You can buy the calendar separately, but there's your deal. Call today. There's a $3 postage for express mail to get the calendar to you. It's 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11, please, while we still have calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers is your resource for anything that touches water. For over 38 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps and supplies. Most pump motor failures happen when cold weather moves in. If your pool motor sounds funny or has stopped working, give Dixon Brothers a call at 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. A freeze guard can be installed, automatically turning your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. Don't let old man winter freeze your pool equipment. Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of Old Downtown Mesquite. DICKSON.
Hi, I'm Morgan, and I'm a recovering addict. When I was using, I was very self-absorbed. I cared for nothing and nothing else besides myself. It was very frustrating for my family. Now I know they're with me, and they are for me, and they'll always be with me. I'm at Serenity because I honestly feel that I've bettered myself as a person. When I see someone in Serenity and they're new to the program, I can only wish for the best for them, and I keep them in my prayers. I'm very uncertain with what I want to be right now, but for right now, I would like to stay sober. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. Without Serenity High, I'd be miserable, without a diploma, and I'd still be using to this day.
What a sweet young lady. I really enjoyed that interview. I enjoy interviewing the kids at Serenity. The honesty, the self-esteem rebuilding that happens at Serenity High is priceless. It's just the best. SerenityHigh.org is the website. It will link you into the McKinney ISD website, and you can learn about Serenity High in McKinney. It's open to students from almost all Collin County ISDs, one notable exception, and some surrounding counties as well. I think there are student agreements with ISDs from, I think, four or five counties now. So Serenity High and McKinney. Let me tell you about the Amish Furniture Showcase right now. This is a labor of intense love. I love the furniture of the Amish Furniture Showcase. I have been a woodworker since my dad brought me upright, and I've been cleaning my garage, and I have some wood that I bought years ago for projects, and that's something that stays right where it is. I'm going to get around to those projects. But more importantly, I came across some of the tools that I used with my dad, and that's just way cool. But I don't build furniture as well as the Amish do. I don't even come close. If I build furniture, often use solid wood. They always do. The ones that Pete Lepsis uses as his suppliers. They buy from about 130 different Amish craftsmen in Indiana and Ohio. And it's just beautiful. Now, they are having a sale at the Amish Furniture Showcase this month, and part of it is a floor sample sale. It's 20% off everything and up to 40% on floor samples, and so I'm really going to encourage you to get to the Amish Furniture Showcase as soon as you can. Get there today. Quality Amish-made furniture, family-owned and operated store, the best furniture you have ever touched, the best chairs you've ever sat on, the best tables at which you've ever worked. They are fabulous. They're solid oak, solid maple, solid hickory, walnut, and quarter sawn oak, and cherry. It's beautiful. Look at the bottoms of the tables. Pick them up. They're heavy. They're wonderful. And that's true for all rooms of your home. Beautiful bedroom furniture and affordably priced. 214-387-0204 is the phone number. 214-387-0204. AmishFurnitureShowcase.com. They're in Frisco at 3411 Preston Road, Suite 9. 3411 Preston Suite 9. That's just south of Warren Parkway, north of Stonebriar Mall, right beside the obelisk in the parking area that is closest, the obelisk that is closest to Preston Road. The Amish Furniture Showcase. Shop today. All right, we go back to our phones now, and we go to Mark in Dallas, then Karen in McKinney. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
We bought a house on the M Streets in November, and in the front yard we have a huge cedar tree. It's huge. It's as big as the full-grown pecan trees I have. But it just looks kind of sickly. You know, the foliage has always been kind of brown, and, you know, I'd heard stories how you can drive nails into the trunk, and that'll make it better and that sort of thing. But, you know, it's fully matured, and it's I don't think it's dying or anything. It just looks kind of sickly. And I didn't know if there's some nutrients you could buy. And
Mark, I've got to start from 101 on this one, from the letter A. We need to know what kind of cedar you're talking about. It could be Deodar cedar. It could be Eastern Red cedar. It could be Leyland cypress that a lot of people call cedar. I got to know what I'm talking about here. Those are all totally unrelated plants. Can you give me some guidance?
It's God, probably not much. No, I know it's not like the cedars you see like in the hill country. I know that.
All right. Are the cedars that are native in Cedar Hill, Texas? You don't have to go as far as the hill country. They're all around us. When I work at my home and look out the north window of my office, I'm looking straight into an eastern red cedar. So if it's not that, then we're down to Deodar cedar and Leyland cypress and perhaps some other things. Does this have distinct needles that you can see?
It doesn't. It looks kind of, the foliage looks kind of clumpy, not like the needles you would see like on a Christmas tree.
All right, so you don't have 1-inch needles?
No.
All right, that would have been Deodar cedar. I don't know how to advise you. The odds of it being Leyland cypress, I don't know what the clumpy means. I have a couple of options. You've waited very patiently for a long time. One thing that you could do is get some really good photos and then some samples of it and get into a master certified nursery professional. You
okay.
have several that are near you. There are several good independent retail garden centers near you. That's where you need to head with your photo and with your samples. I would be happy on my Facebook page if you'd like to post some good photos there, one or two. You can only do one per post, and if you wanted to do that, I'd be happy to help you that way.
Let me do that. I'll do that.
That'll work. And then the other option is my electronic newsletter. If you take it, it has a way to submit photos. I only answer questions that have photos attached, but I will be working on that in the next couple of days for this Thursday, and I'd be able to see that. So there are three
right.
ways. And I'll try to help you, but I got to figure out what it is first. The veterinarian needs to know if it's a dog or a goldfish.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks for calling. I'll help you, I promise. Let's go to Karen in McKinney. Karen, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, how are you
doing? I'm well, thank you.
All right, where can I get a small, unusual cactus for inside on a windowsill? I'm going to say a diameter of 3 or 4 inches or slightly larger, and it's in a northwest window.
All right, and it has unimpeded light coming in that window. When the sun's
right.
out, you're going to get good light. All right.
Right.
Are you absolutely married to the cactus family, or would succulents work for you?
Succulents are fine.
Succulents, I think Haworthias would work beautifully for you, and there are plenty of wonderful Haworthia sources in the Metroplex. I collect Haworthias. I have about 300 or 400 kinds, and they all would fit into that size range. I've had some of them 25 years or more. And they stay very small. They're wonderful.
Okay.
My favorite houseplants, my favorite succulents. If you get into a garden center, I think Crumps and McKinney would have them. I imagine that Callaway's will during the springtime.
Oh, yes.
I have seen some wonderful Haworthias even at the box stores. I don't give shout-outs to them very often, but
right.
I've seen some very nice ones in both Lowe's and Home Depot in McKinney.
Okay, spell the word again.
Haworthia. And then when you get into Dallas, the nurseries there will have lots of them. Haworthia. It would be perfect for you. There are all kinds. Thank you for calling, Karen. Folks, we're out of phone calls, but I have two more hours. We'll be back after the news.